because the erotic gift wrap was getting a few stares from other passengers. She'd be much happier with the gift out of sight.
"Only one bag allowed, but even if I was willing to make an exception, we don't put fragile packages in with the luggage."
"It's not fragile." She didn't know what Jim had decided to wrap up in this box for her, but she didn't care if it got broken. She only cared about her necklace.
"Then why is there a big label right there saying it is?"
She glanced at the side of the box nearest the driver and saw a big white sticker with the word "Fragile" written across it in red. Of course. Jim did not want to make her life easy.
"Okay, then I'll just leave it behind. I just need a minute to open it and pull one small thing out of the box."
He shook his head.
"I'm sorry, you can't just leave it here. And I don't have time to wait for you to reorganize things."
He closed the luggage compartment door and stepped to the door of the bus.
"You're not really going to leave me stranded, are you?" she asked, as he went up the steps to the driver's seat.
"No choice, lady. I have people here with connections to make."
In horror, Holly watched as he closed the door. Then the bus pulled away. Kaylin hugged Jenny tightly. She squeezed him, then stepped back.
"I'm going to miss you," she said, getting tearful. "It'll be so strange not spending Christmas with you and Mom and Dad."
Kaylin felt the same way. But that's what this past week had been all about, the four of them spending an early family Christmas together.
"You know how much Mom and Dad are going to enjoy themselves on the Christmas cruise with the Watsons."
Jenny smiled.
"I know, and I'm happy they're going."
He smiled.
"And Don must be happy you'll be spending Christmas Day with his family for a change."
"He is. It's just..."
Her eyes glittered, and she threw her arms around him again.
"I'll just miss being with my big brother, you know?"
"I know. But don't worry, we'll talk over the holidays, okay?"
She nodded, wiping away an errant tear.
"Sure.
Now get going, before the bus driver decides to leave without you."
The driver had already stowed her luggage. She turned and got on the bus, giving Kaylin one more glance over her shoulder before she disappeared down the aisle. A moment later, she waved to him from one of the windows in the bus. Kaylin watched as the bus with his little sister drove away. She was going back to her home with her husband in Tampa, Florida. It was too bad Don hadn't been able to get the time off work to come for their family gathering. Kaylin liked Don, especially knowing how happy he made his sister. Kaylin turned and walked along the platform, past other buses, on his way to the terminal. As he walked, he couldn't help noticing a woman sitting on a bench with a large wrapped gift beside her. And there was something about the bright gift wrap. There were elves with wicked grins frolicking across the paper, and they were... A smile stole across his face. The little creatures were fucking, and not just missionary style, but doggy style, and various pretzel-like positions that probably wouldn't be possible in real life. There were also threesomes and moresomes going on.
"I didn't choose the paper. It's a practical joke by... a friend,"
the young woman said morosely. Up until now, his attention had been on the gift, but now it shifted to the woman. She was beautiful. Her long dark hair cascaded past her shoulders, and her deep brown eyes, fringed by long lashes, were large and soulful. Her lips, full and dark red, looked wonderfully kissable.
"A boyfriend?" he asked, hoping she would say no.
"Ex. He got it to embarrass me."
He sat on the bench beside her.
"Well, from the flush on your cheeks, it seems mission accomplished."
"Yeah, not only that, it caused me to miss my bus."
He raised an eyebrow. "Because the driver was incensed by nympho elves?"
She laughed, and something about that laugh was familiar.
"No, it was just too big and..."
She sighed.
"It's a long story."
"So where are you headed? Is there another bus soon?"
He didn't have to rush back.